Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture is My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to discuss certain signs you should look out for, or rather, never ignore in the event of colon cancer. Because there are many individuals that experience some of these signs and they ignore it, wish for the best. And end up taking a turn for the worst. Now, you see, when it comes to colon cancer, you're going to get like some really, really obvious signs that there is something wrong. And it's important that you're aware of these signs. And more individuals these days are coming down with colon cancer and passing away from it in their 40s. That's not good. That's young. That's young. And when it comes to colon cancer, there are symptoms that will scream out at you, something is wrong. Get to a doctor. And get to an acupuncturist as well. Now, I know individuals, there are people that are nervous about taking, you know, these tests to be screened for it. But it's better safe than sorry. I mean, colorectal cancer is like one of the top five more common diagnosed forms of cancer worldwide. So you really want to be aware as to what's going on. But a major symptom that jumps right out at you, and you know, I speak with my global colleagues, we discuss this. And, you know, some of these symptoms patients will walk in, and I'm not going to discuss ones that have come into the Acupuncture's My Life clinic presenting with these, but I'll stick with patients that some of my global colleagues have seen. And they've had some of these signs. And one is bleeding. That's like the most common warning sign. Rectal bleeding. If you go to the bathroom, you move your bowels, and you notice that there's blood on the toilet paper or in the toilet bowl mixed with your stool, contact your doctor as well as an acupuncturist. I mean, it could range from bright red to dark maroonish in color. And a lot of times, you know, it could just be due to hemorrhoids, you know, but you really want to find out what it's due to. You suffer from hemorrhoids, you should be seeing an acupuncturist. And sometimes us acupuncturists will hear things like, you know, when I move my bowels, I don't look at my stool. You should. Not just the color, but the form, the shape. That's important as well. Because for sure, if you're seeing an acupuncturist, they're going to ask you about the form of your bowel movements. But if you notice blood, don't ignore it. Do not ignore it. You have to get to your physician and your acupuncturist right away. Now, another sign can be iron deficiency anemia. Because if you have colon cancer and these tumors begin to bleed, this can cause iron loss in your body. And you may not even be aware that you're losing blood. But if you're seeing a physician on an annual basis, making regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist, a routine blood test would reveal anemia. Another sign, abdominal pain. Why? Because if a tumor develops, a tumor can cause a blockage or some type of tear in the abdomen. It can cause cramps as well as other types of pain. You know, because like, let's just say for instance, like a sharp pain that's presenting with an extremely tender abdomen. That could be a sign of a perforation. Pain can be a sign that what you've eaten or what's in your gastrointestinal tract cannot pass through. You can also experience nausea, vomiting, abdominal distension. You have to understand something. Health is wealth, okay? The wealth is not in your wallet or your purse or your pocket. The wealth is not in your bank account. It's not in a safe. It's not in an app on your phone. The wealth is not in a cryptocurrency account. It's not under your mattress. It's not in a shoebox in the closet. Nor is it under the doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is in you. That's what a wealth is. And it's important that you understand that. And you would definitely understand that if you were seeing an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits. Another sign can be narrow stools. Does your bowel movement seem like really narrow and like pencil-like, magic marker-like? It's just not this formed. Okay. Because if your stools are much thinner than they should be or normally are, that can be a sign of a tumor in your colon. See an acupuncturist as well as a physician. Do you also, let's say, experience an unproductive urge to have a bowel movement? This is called tenesmus. Now, it presents as a feeling that you have to move your bowels, but then when you go, right? Nothing comes out. Guess what? This can be due to a tumor in your rectum. Think about that for a moment. But that's what it can be due to. See, this is why seeing an acupuncturist is important, because, you know, exercise for good health, good night's sleep for good health, regular wellness visits for good health, proper diet for good health, and more, along with seeing your physician on an annual basis. These things are important. Very important. Another is, do you experience unexplained weight loss? Now, you can think colon cancer or any type of cancer in general. It can appear that you're eating enough. But cancer can change the way your body utilizes the food in which you eat, and also prevent you from absorbing its nutrients. But if you were seeing an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits, this would be made obvious. It's important. It's important that you're aware of all of this. Okay? It is. And it's important that you make acupuncture a part of your life, okay? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?